that we should have moderation in our ibadat. And that means our nafal ibadat, we should not overdo it. And as mentioned every time, that this does not really refer to us, that we are really not even doing any nafal ibadat. Our faraz, we are still so lacking. We have to still engage so much to correct our faraz, that we see how we do our faraz on time, all our faraz namazes with takbir-e-ula, and also then the nafals which are with the faraz namazes, like Zuhar, the last two nafal, most of us don't read them. Asar, four sunnats, most of us don't read. Isha, the four nafils, we don't read. So we have to still do that before we think of bringing moderation in our nafal ibadat. How many of us make ishraq, chash namaz, awwabin, tahajjud, all the nafils? We are not even, we haven't started stuff. So this moderation does not really refer to us. We still have to exert ourselves very greatly to come at least somewhere and correct our faraz at least. And then further we carry on with our nafal also. So anyway, with regard to moderation in ibadat, which there are people even today, and in the time of the Sahaba, there were many people who exerted themselves very greatly. So for them this advices were given. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says إن الدين يسر. The deen is easy. Now to live according to deen is very easy. Today unfortunately most of us find it hard to practice on deen. The reason for that is we have made ourselves so accustomed and so used to, right from our time when we were born, we were brought up in that way, in a dunya way of life. So therefore deen is now difficult for us. But if we are brought up properly, we train ourselves even now to practice upon deen, we'll see a deeny life is much, much more easier. For example, we have a wedding. We have it according to sunnah. It is just a matter of finding a spouse, proposing, accepted, and then just making nikah. Simple, no big reception or anything. Walima can be just 5-10 people also. There is no need to have 500 and 5,000 people. Just 5-10 people, the walima can be done. There is no need for any honeymoon or anything like that. There is no need for a new bedroom also. It's just a simple nikah. So to do it like that is very easy. And how we make the nikah and weddings, all the elaborate preparation, all that, it's a difficult task. But because everyone is doing it, we don't find that difficult. And if we want to do it Islamically, nobody is doing it, we find it very difficult. Otherwise, the whole of deen to live a simple, straightforward life is very easy. In وَنَا يُشَادُ الدِّينِ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. And a person who tries and make deen difficult upon himself, it will overtake him and he won't be able to manage. That is, we overdo things. Like for example, the Christians, it was not commanded to them by Allah Ta'ala at all that they must not get married. The monks don't get married, the nuns don't get married, that was not commanded. And that they will live in monasteries and they just devote themselves to the ibadat of Allah, that was not commanded by Allah. They did all that and the result was that in those monasteries you find the skeletons of babies everywhere. Because they did a thing which was not natural, the result of that was all the haram that took place after that. So whenever a person tries and overdo deen, he won't be able to manage it. Live your natural life. Allah has meant us to get married and live our life as a married person. Everything what Allah has written for us. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. So choose the simple straight path, the middle path, and keep on going closer to Allah. Make your ibadat, going closer to Allah, and get glad tidings for that. You will feel very comfortable for yourself, that you are doing your duty to Allah, you are preparing for your akhirat, which is your final destination, you are getting ready, you will feel happy with all that. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالرَّوْحَ, and seek help in this ibadat of yours with something in the mornings and at nights. That is, mornings and evenings, make some ibadat of Allah. Give some time for the ibadat of Allah. The other time, you are seeing to your worldly needs, you are seeing to your rest, your food, your sleep, etc. But give some time in the morning, and this refers to have some time in the morning, like most commonly it is, a person before Fajr makes some, he reads his wazifa. Or after Fajr, he reads his Quran Sharif, he reads his Yasin Sharif, etc. And a part of the evening, whether it is between Asr and Maghrib, or after Maghrib, read some Alif Lam Mim, Tabarak Alladhi, etc. So do that little bit ibadat, mornings and evenings, wa shay'in min al-dulja, and a little part of the last part of the night, tahajjud time. The rest of the time you can do your own thing, but do this. And most of us, that we are not doing this. So for us there isn't the thought of moderation. At least moderation is for those that will do at least so much. Mornings we read some of our wazifas, Quran Sharif, etc. Evenings we read part of the time of tahajjud time. That is meant, that is not overdoing. That is still just being normal. More than that the whole night we make ibadat, the whole day we make ibadat, that is what we are prevented from. رواه البخاري وفي رواية له another narration, سددوا وقاربوا, that you choose the middle path and come closer, go more towards Allah. And this ibadat, nafal ibadat also, as a person grows older and his time for departing from the world comes closer, he should increase his ibadat of the, or his ibadat and prepare for akhirat. Wakhdu wa ruhu, and in the mornings take the time to make your ibadat, read your wazifas, in the evenings also. Wa shay'u min al-dulja, and one a little bit of the middle of the last part of the night, the tahajjud time. If you can't give 2 hours, 1 hour for ibadat, at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but give little bit, some nafal namazes, some du'as, zikr, etc. That also a person should do at tahajjud time. Al-qasdu tabluhu, make your intention and then you will reach your intention. But we don't even make an intention, we just, our nafal ibadat, we are very, very lacking. In fact, we just have to be encouraged to still start and do our nafal ibadat. Allah give us all tawfiq and keep, and not only prepare for that what we're going to leave behind. And we only prepare for that that we're going to put in the toilet. We must prepare for that which is for akhirat. That is what we must prepare for. Yeah, we prepare all our clothes we wear, which finally goes in a dustbin, or it is used as a dirty rag for some work. We must prepare for that which is forever in the akhirah. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.